when we're reconstructing mobility for an extinct animal, we really only have fossil bones to work from. That's the only direct evidence we have. And joints are made up of bones, cartilage, ligaments, muscles, all kinds of things. So these bones tell us a very small part of the overall story of how a joint worked. But because they're all we have to work with directly, paleontologists typically pick up the two bones that make up a joint, and they rub together the joint surfaces just with their hands to see when is one of my bones hitting another bone, that's a bone-on-bone stop, or when are my bones coming too far apart, that's a disarticulation. And those are the only limits they're placing on the range of motion that they're inferring from these bones alone.